The thunderous song of a thousand voices filled the tent. The congregation who had gathered for that Sunday morning service at the 1893 Chicago World's Fair represented businessmen from all over the world. The hymn which the audience wholeheartedly sang echoed through the congregation with tremendous power. But one man in the thousands attending the service felt that the words were inadequate to express properly what he felt. He was a pastor and businessman from England. After the multitudes dissipated, the British minister approached one of his friends, a musician who had led the service, and struck up a conversation. As they walked together from the tent, in the company of the singer's daughter and son-in-law, to catch one of the Chicago streetcars, the pastor turned to the song leader.
"You know, we sang a song this morning that I know is a favorite of many, but I feel that instead of singing I Need Thee Every Hour, we should have a song that really shows our dependence on God every moment of the day."
The musically minded companions of the inspired preacher instantly picked up on the challenge. As father and daughter glanced at each other, the young woman could read in her father's eyes that he would not rest until he had tried his hand at writing the proposed hymn. Sure enough, later that same evening, the veteran war officer turned musician issued his daughter the project of setting the music to the words he had prepared that afternoon.